Royal potatoes. The Germans taught Dr. Antoine Auguste Parmentier the incomparable nourishing value of the potatoes when he became a prisoner during the War of 7 Years. When he returned to France, where he gave up being a doctor and chemist, he became very distressed with the terrible shortage of cereals in 1760 and wrote a book about potatoes and how the farmers and consumers could take advantage of them. His book was laughed at, yet at last Louis XVI showed interest in his project. He then sent some potato plants to the monarch. Unexpectedly, the king began wearing potato flowers on his lapel, while Marie Antoinette came to the ball with a crown made of potato flowers. Under the orders of the king, Parmentier was given a piece of land close to Paris to plant some potatoes as an experiment. Louis XVI even sent many of his soldiers to protect the plantation. Seeing such happenings, the people were convinced that there was something fantastic about to happen on that land, for there were soldiers taking care of it. As a result, the Parisians started stealing potatoes at night, eating them, liking them, and then planting some for themselves, being fooled, therefore, by the king's innocent little trap. Until today, potato flowers bloom on Parmentier's tomb. Royal potatoes. The Germans taught Dr. Antoine Auguste Parmentier the incomparable nourishing value of the potatoes when he became a prisoner during the War of 7 Years. When he returned to France, where he gave up being a doctor and chemist, he became very distressed with the terrible shortage of cereals in 1760, and wrote a book about potatoes and how the farmers and consumers could take advantage of them. His book was laughed at, yet at last Louis XVI showed interest in his project. He then sent some potato plants to the monarch. Unexpectedly, the king began wearing potato flowers on his lapel, while Marie Antoinette came to the ball with a crown made of potato flowers. Under the orders of the king, Parmentier was given a piece of land close to Paris to plant some potatoes as an experiment. Louis XVI even sent many of his soldiers to protect the plantation. Seeing such happenings, the people were convinced that there was something fantastic about to happen on that land, for there were soldiers taking care of it. As a result, the Parisians started stealing potatoes at night, eating them, liking them, and then planting some for themselves, being fooled, therefore, by the king's innocent little trap. Until today, potato flowers bloom on Parmentier's tomb.